In the age of social media, it's easier than ever for companies to market themselves, but it's also easier for consumers to push back on companies that don't share their values. Elton Briggs is a professor and department chair of marketing at the University of Texas at Arlington.
You know, many companies have liked to remain relatively silent on these issues, not to rock the boat, not to offend any particular customer base, you know? And this is one of those times where consumers are demanding that you show yourselves.
In a Morning Consult poll released last week, 70% of respondents said a CEO's public reaction to an issue, like the Black Lives Matter movement, would permanently affect their decision to buy from that company. Briggs says that's particularly important in the service industry, since businesses like hotels and restaurants create an atmosphere.
I can oftentimes buy a stapler, and I don't necessarily care where the stapler came from. But again, to patronize a service is a lot more intimate in a sense.
In Dallas, a petition to display Black Lives Matter on the outside of the Omni Hotel has collected almost 12,000 signatures, but the hotel hasn't said whether it'll display the message. Other North Texas businesses like the Dallas Mavericks, American Airlines, and AT&T have come out in support of the movement. But some activists say it's not enough for businesses to speak out. They want to see changes to support Black employees within companies. I'm Becca Moore in Dallas.